Back to Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock, here live from Old Chicago. Thank you so much to boys basketball student athletes Brody Burns and Dallas Rosales for joining the show. We make the transition from student athlete to head coach. We welcome on Luke Swedberg. Coach, thank you so much for coming on. How was your weekend?
That was great, Cal. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So I want to talk about a couple of games last week. Firstly, you wrapped up your first season at home 8-2 at the Garden. Was that a big point of emphasis going into the season?
You know, I think one of the big points of emphasis was just trying to play really well. And I feel like we've done that at home. You know, you always want to be able to protect your own floor, to be able to go out and put a good show on for, you know, your friends and family. And I feel like the guys did that. So, yeah, very happy with how we've played at home so far.
When did you realize this team was going to be this good at home?
No, I don't think there was a point where it just came to my realization. It's kind of been just a kind of a process this whole time, this whole, you know, trying to figure out, you know, guys' roles and, you know, where do they fit into the big picture. And I think for each of the guys, it's just been, you know, a certain level of confidence that they've had to develop over the course of the year, because you don't just come in really confident with something you've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say it's just a huge process the entire time. So, yeah, we just got to stick with it one step at a time, and we're still going with it. So,
now you've done your fair share of bouncing around. You were coaching in Minnesota, then you went to Dortz, and then you're now here. Can you just talk to me a little bit about the atmosphere at the Garden and the fan support that you guys get?
Yeah, I think it's been great. I believe that there's always room for improvement, but I believe that the support that we do get, we get the consistency of what I call the front row crew, about the same 7 or 8 guys always come and line up in the front row, and they're always ready to give me a fist bump on the way out the door. So really cool to see how some people are just very consistent in, you know, hey, wanting to come to games and wanting to cheer the team on. I see the same people behind me for most of the games.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's something where we need to continue building excitement, and we want to continue being an outreach to our community to want to come in and see the games, because we really want, you know, Tuesday and Friday nights to be gatherings of the whole community, not just about the basketball team, but about the experience that the entire thing is.
Let me ask about that, because obviously this is only year one of your tenure. You've got a lot more years to come, but as far as it goes from building excitement from year one to year two, what goes into that this offseason?
You know, I think there's a lot of getting in touch with people I did not have the chance to last summer, and getting our guys more so engrossed in our community instead of just going to school, basketball practice, and then, you know, maybe interacting with some people on game nights. And I think it's just wanting to feel that connection between our community at large and then guys that are within our program. And that comes with personal relationship, personal touch. And so that will, I think, compel more people to want to be a part of something like that, or want to just come watch games on a random Tuesday, Friday night throughout the winter.
Do you have any ideas in mind for how to engross these guys in the community during the summer?
You know, I think that kind of starts with a little bit of getting our guys to know younger players. And you know, maybe that starts with camps and kind of getting people just to know their names. And I think it starts really small and it builds from there. So unfortunately, you can't just get to the grand scheme of the entire thing and overhaul the entire system. But change happens little by little, and that's what we're looking for here this summer.
No, of course not. I didn't mean to get too far ahead, because we do still have a regular season game and a couple postseason games, hopefully, to get to.
Absolutely.
But let me first dive into the guys that we just had on, because they both had really good weeks last week. Let me start with Dallas, because Dallas was somebody, when I was talking with him, he said the playtime originally wasn't what he would hope for, but he really earned your trust. What were some of the things that you noticed out of him that made you want to give him more minutes?
I think the first thing I noticed was how willing he was to give multiple efforts on one play. He's willing to be in a gap. He's willing to burst out of his gap and give a great closeout, continue to guard the basketball, and then continue on in the play and go attack a defensive rebound and then transition out on offense.
Mm-hmm.
You notice guys like that when they're willing to do multiple efforts. efforts on one play and kind of play with almost a little bit of a desperation, whereas he's like, you know, I'm still here. I'll be in the gap. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to let this guy get this three off that easily. Mm-hmm. That was kind of one of the first things that I noticed. And then his ability to just execute on offense, like not trying to do too much, not trying to go outside the box, really, of the confines of what I can do, but at the same time, just taking what the defense gets him, playing pretty simple. You know, he can make a shot off the bounce. He can make a three. He can finish at the rim. Pretty good decision maker. You know what I mean? So all of those things have kind of played a part in from beginning to now and why you've seen such a change in his playing.
See, this is why I like having you on, because you see things that I can't see at all. Like, next game, I'm going to start looking for if Dallas is in certain gaps or not. Yeah. Does he realize it as he's going? Like, how good is Dallas's basketball IQ?
I think he definitely knows he's one of the best effort guys. That's for sure. He agrees totally 100% on that. But he also has the humility to understand how much better he can get to. So, yes, he does. He understands that, man, he has to perform his role really well. And sometimes his role is not the most fun in the world. But I tell you what, it earns him more minutes and it earns him more trust with not only me, but his teammates and the rest of the coaches as well.
He did also say he's kind of mixed on whether he wants to be a point guard or a shooting guard. Where do you see him next year?
You know, I want every guy on the floor to be able to shoot it and handle it regardless of where they are on the floor. And, you know, I don't think that's really going to matter, to be honest, because we're going to want him on the floor. And, you know, it's going to kind of come down to that. What I hope everybody says is, put me wherever you want. I just want to be out there.
That's fair. And then Brody, he's been one of your most prolific scorers all year long. What stands out so much about his game to you?
I think what stands out to me about Brody is the fact that most of the time when you're a senior and you don't have real experience, it takes some time in the beginning part of the year to grow up a little bit. And then maybe by the time you get to about that Christmas time, that halfway, you really start to feel like, oh yeah, man, like I'm a senior. Like now I'm really starting to kind of put the pedal down here. But he didn't let maybe those beginning of the season kind of ups and downs really get to him. Mm-hmm. He just kind of continually stayed with it, regardless of whether it was good, bad, indifferent. Just kind of kept his habits the same and just kind of returned to the process. So I'm really pleased with how level-headed he was this whole time. And he's done a really nice job for us. I'm really happy he's had such a good year.
Talking with head coach Luke Swedberg right now about a couple student athletes in Dallas Rosales and Brody Burns. I feel like when you and I have talked off air, it's been about how patient Brody is with basketball. You mentioned him growing up. Have you seen him grow more patient this year?
Yeah, I mean, when you walk into a new situation and you know you're playing some 5-on-5, you see guys maybe take some shots that maybe you don't like too much as the coach. You know, we saw that a little bit in the beginning of the year and how much we've grown up in that as the year has gone on. It's still not perfect. We can get a lot better at it still. Mm-hmm. But when you see the progress from game one to now, it really looks like a whole different basketball team from how we play and the confidence and the patience in knowing the types of shots that we want to get on the offensive end.
Let me talk about that for a second, because I feel like the team's even grown up a long way in this last month. You got payback against Dodge City on Tuesday. You lost the first game, won the second game. How are you able to get it done?
Well, it always helps when the ball goes through the basket, right? I think we made 11 threes that night, and you know we only got to 56 for the night. So shooting will always be the separator. So when the ball goes through the basket, you got a much better chance to win the game. But at the same time, I thought we did a great job defensively for the most part of kind of making some things tough on them, how they like to score. A few different actions that they run, I felt like we were able to make them a little bit more uncomfortable than what we did the first playing them. Mm-hmm. And then we just took care of the basketball a lot better.
Sorry about that. I didn't know if you were going on.
No, that's okay. Yeah, we I think the first time we played them, we had over 20 turnovers. And, you know, when it's less than that, you get a lot more chances to score. So the guys did a good job of adjusting again to that zone. Again, not a zone you see very often. They're 1-1-3. They fly around in it. They do a great job in it. But kudos to our guys for kind of making the adjustments to it.
You mentioned making them uncomfortable. Is that the key to your defense?
Well, our defense, we want to make it so teams want to score the way we're okay with them scoring, which is something that we want to see them do something different than, all right, this guy averages double figures and this is how he likes to go do it. So, yes, it's uncomfortable, and we want to try and make them score in ways that they don't usually score in.
Mm-hmm. And talk me through something you said. You already mentioned the 11 threes. You told me after the game the goal for this team is to be around 40% from three. Sometimes you will. Sometimes you will. But where did that philosophy start with you?
I think it started with me, honestly, probably about 4 years ago when I first took the job at Dort University. Mm-hmm. And our head coach was a huge proponent of the three-point shot and playing fast. And then when I started to look at it, it's like, okay, analytically, actually, the teams that are a little bit better offensively generally win more in the long run. So if we're going to practice something a little bit more, we should have it be the offense. Now, I'm not saying any philosophy is wrong, or whether you're a defensive guy or an offensive guy, you're right. You're right in your own respect, because there's so many different ways to skin the cat in this game. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. But I think I more so fell in love with it when I watched how, you know, we could make an impact on guys shooting the basketball better and how much the confidence level comes up. And actually, for us, I mean, I've seen it where if we put the ball in the basket, we generally play better defense. And then once we play better defense, there's a few more opportunities for runouts. And so being around that 40% mark as a team, defensively, if I'm looking at that from another person's standpoint, I'm going, holy cow, everybody can shoot it. What are we supposed to do? So I think that's kind of where it started for me.
Is that where you learn the most with being a coach at Dort?
I think every place has had its moments of teaching and learning. I have been extremely blessed in my career to work for some fantastic people, great leaders of others, and also great basketball coaches who knew a lot about the game and were able to invest in me as a leader and as a coach. And man, I'm so grateful for every single person that has walked through my journey with me and who has shared bits about basketball and life and how to keep a balance between the two.
I don't know if I asked you this question before. I might not have, but answer it for me again if I have. What's been the biggest lesson that has stuck with you throughout your coaching career?
Keep the main thing the main thing.
Have I asked that before?
No, you have not.
Okay, good. That makes
no,
me feel
you
a lot better.
Have not.
Okay, go on about that. What does that mean?
Well, as much as winning games means in the moment, there isn't a substitute for trying to help young men become better. There isn't a substitute for also trying to be a great dad and husband at home. Because as we're seeing in our world of sport, the greatest head football coach in college was replaced in less than 48 hours. You know, Nick Saban got replaced at Alabama. However, I can't be replaced in my own home as fast. And so you want to have a balance between the two and understanding that basketball is important, but it's not necessarily always the main thing. And if I want a group of individuals to become great men, I have to be that also. And I have to demand that of myself, or coaches have to demand that of themselves, because if I want the team to be something, then I need to become that myself to So I think that's been probably the most important lesson that I have learned.
That's a great answer. I really like that answer. Let me ask about this. You talk about making these boys into young men. Mm-hmm. It was just senior night. Mm-hmm. They got opportunity to, for some of them, play their last games at the Garden. How did you feel like those seniors handled the night?
I felt like it was a really good picture of kind of being able to see, all right, what are you like when things go really well, and what are you like when maybe people start to push it back on you, maybe, and things aren't going as well. And I thought we did a great job staying level-headed the whole time. I thought we played with great energy, but at the same time, we always played with that next play mentality. And we weren't too high, we weren't too low. The ups and the downs came, and we just kind of approached it the same way. So I think that goes a long way in talking about the maturity in not only just the guys that are on the team, but the seniors that lead us as well.
Mm-hmm. Final game for you guys coming up tomorrow. You're in Laurel to take on the Redskins. It was a game you've already won this season. You won by 13 here at the Garden. What are some of the things you really liked from that win?
Well, after the first 8 minutes, I think I really enjoyed the entire game, or at least the middle two quarters. I think it took us a little time to wake up in that one first, but we're going to have to come play really hard. You know, that Liberals got a bunch of seniors that have been contributors for years, and they're going to be excited to play in this one. They're going to be excited to be at home kind of towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And I think that what I want to see from us and what I enjoyed last time was just the fight that we had, you know, like in number four, Cavalman. Everybody tells me he's such a great kid, but man, he's a relentless worker. And that's what I see from him is, man, he just keeps going. We got Martinez, 23, who's going to be a wide receiver at K-State next year. Really good athlete. I got 15, Feaser. Man, these are all really good players, man.
Yeah.
So we gotta come ready to go. And I think that that's a part of growing and maturing is, can you do it no matter where you're at? And so tomorrow in Liberals Gym, I want us to play great. I want us to play well. I want us to have confidence and move the basketball, believe in each other, pick each other up when things don't go well. I want us to get jacked up when things do go well. And so I think that's pretty simply put is, yeah, I'm excited for how we played last time, but, man, I just want to go in there and play well tomorrow.
It's a tough conference when it comes to centers, especially. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Martinez, but Tochi at Dodge, Premier at Great Bend, Reuter at Hayes. How well do you feel like Thomas has handled those challenges, and how much do you think it'll motivate him to be ready for next year?
Oh, yeah, I think – Thomas has been a consistent worker all year long, ever since I've met him. So that's not really ever a concern with me. I think he'll continue to take on the challenge. And it took a little time this year for him to find out, you know, what he could be, how good he could be, right? And sometimes it can't matter who you're playing. You just got to cut it loose and let it go. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what he's done for the most part this year is, you know what, man, I'm not trying to be anybody else. I'm not trying to be better than anybody else. I'm just trying to be me and go out there and do the things that I know how to do well. And, you know, that's led to some team success here down the stretch.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask about one thing, because it is a game on the road. Mm-hmm. You guys have been good at starting games on the road. Now, at a halftime, things have dwelled off in the last couple of road games. I'm sure you've noticed it. What do you think it's come down to?
You know, I think sometimes just playing on the road's hard. It's way different. I have thought that our starts on the road have gotten better. And now we just have to be able to sustain those types of things. Like, man, what made us really successful here in the first half? Let's not go away from that at all here in the second half. And we need to keep defending at the level that we were defending in the first half. Sometimes I think maybe in the second half on the road we've gotten a little bit worn down. And, you know, for us, we just have to continue to do those little things. So maybe that's on me a little bit too. Take a few more timeouts in the second half, get us refocused, get us re-energized, and give us a chance for the guys on the floor to get a break. So, yeah, it's probably mostly on me, but I think we'll be ready to play tomorrow, and I think it should be fun.
Sub states are coming up next week. Knowing the team's going to be on the road, what goes into the plan to be ready for next Wednesday?
You know, going into next week, our preparation will pretty much stay exactly the same as it's been the entire year. So we'll have some time the rest of this week to kind of focus on ourselves and tidy up some things that maybe we need to do or some situational stuff that we need to kind of tack in before the regional gets here and we learn our matchup on Thursday or Friday this week. And then we'll go about it the exact same way that we have been, with some film study, some personnel, and just trying to prepare guys as much as possible for what's going to be coming our way.
And the last question that I know everyone's been waiting for, how's Blair doing?
She's doing great. She's doing great. She is feels like a bottomless pit at times just with the continuous feeding, but no, she's doing great.
I'm not ready to be a parent yet, so that's not the best answer for me to hear. But we're going through it right now.
I'll tell you what, neither was I.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
That is head coach Luke Swedbury of the boys basketball team. They're in action tomorrow as they take on Liberal at the Big House. When we come back, we'll transition over to girls basketball. Head coach Jacob Miller is here to talk about his team's win over Dodge City as well. That's all coming up here on 99.9 The Rock.